Rama Rama Hare Hare Anitagora Haribo 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 Haribo. Hare Krishna. Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samimiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desakarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Janavallava Girivaradari Gopi Nidana Balava Girivaya Yasoda na 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 Raja Janara Jana Samuna Tila Bonatari Samuna Tila Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiyajit Mukakaroti Bachalam Pangolangayate Giring Yatki Pathamahanga Bande Sigurung Dinatarinang Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Iswaram Mukakaroti bachalam pangolangayate giring Yatki pata mahang bande Sigurum dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Iswaram Harihi Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. So I live in Mayapur Dham. In Mayapur is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My name is Jayapataka Swami. I'm a significant disciple of the illustrious His Divine Grace Srila Abhaycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yesterday I was at a festival in Croatia and I just flew today here to Los Angeles, and I've been asked to speak tonight on Radharani, the original goddess of fortune. So, with the blessings of the Vaishnavas, I think it's impossible to speak on this topic appropriately, but or adequately, but something I can say, a few words. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, he explains how he has many energies. In Upanishads, it says that the Lord has varieties of energies. And that these energies of different kinds. So the topmost energy is called the Aladhani Shakti, or the pleasure potency. Because all energies are ultimately meant for the pleasure of the Lord. So Radharani is that pleasure potency. Prabhupada, he was hesitant to talk about Radharani. I remember once in Montreal, I asked the Prabhupada a question about Radharani. And he very sternly answered me and said, "Who are you to ask about Radharani? I mean, she's so pure," and you know, so I had nothing to say, of course. So she's a very esoteric topic, the pleasure potency, because the danger is if we think of her as an ordinary, mundane personality or as a woman in the material world, then we'll be committing some offense. That she is a divine personality. Just as Krishna came from the spiritual world and manifests his pastimes here, so along with him came Mother and Father Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, came also Radharani. Actually, Krishna is unborn. He has no mother or father. But for pastime, for relationships, he accepts someone as a mother and father. This is very difficult for most people to understand. How God is unborn and has a mother and father. Things like that. So, but this is the nature of the Lord, that he has all these kind of contradictions. They get naturally equalized in this, in his personality. But we know that what was the 20th here? I'm not sure what day you observed the 20th. Janmashtami? It was the Janmashtami. So one fortnight later, the next Ashtami, means the 8th day of the lunar cycle, Radharani appears. She's 15 days younger, in other words, than Krishna. So, she only comes in order to serve the Lord. So she doesn't want to, the first person that she sees she wants to see Krishna only. So when she appeared, her eyes were closed. So the parents thought that she was blind. And because she'll only open her eyes when Krishna is nearby. Before that, she won't open her eyes. So Narada Muni, once he came, as is mentioned in the Padma Puran, that he came to Vrindavan, say a month after Krishna appeared. And he knew that whenever Krishna comes, his energy comes. The supreme energy. Supreme energy is even more merciful than Krishna. So then he went, and Narada Muni went and searched. So he go to different houses and asked, "Do you have any? I'd like to bless your children. Do you have any?" So he would be there, and the parents would come and present all their children. So no newborn baby girls, and no, whatever. That somehow he couldn't see anybody what he was looking for. And then somehow he got the idea to go to Kirti Das and Rishabhanu Maharaj's palace. So there also he asked, he gave them blessings. So we're so happy to have Narada Muni, the great saint. So Narada Muni is such a personality, he can travel around the universe. In the Bhagavatam, first canto, there's a detailed story about his history. How he was born to a maidservant and then who was working for some great gurus, Bhaktivedantas, and he used to get their Mahaprasadam. He used to hear from them the lecture in the Bhagavatam. And then he would also get their blessings. And how his mother got bit by a snake and passed away. So then he was all alone in the world, and but he kept remembering the mantras and teachings he got from these great spiritual masters, and he kept chanting that. Then he went, after traveling many places, he sat down one place and he was meditating and chanting. And this way he got the realization of Krishna. And then Krishna gave him a darshan, gave him an audience, and then disappeared. And after some time, one day, he continued his meditation, of course, and chanting. One day, suddenly, just like a lightning bolt, he changed his body. And now he had a spiritual body. He could look and see that material body was lying there. No pain, no trauma, instantaneous liberation. So those who are following the path of bhakti, they don't have to go through this kind of traumatic experience. So since that time, Narada Muni has been a liberated soul, but he stayed in the universe for preaching. Sometime he goes out. But because he's liberated, he does not, he's like a, maybe by Christian idea, they would say he's an angel. So he's our guardian angel in our disciplic succession, you can, something like that. But, so he, many teachings he gives and many things happen with him. So Narada Muni, he flew over to see the householders, and that way finally he went to the house of Rishabhanu Maharaj in Kirtida. So then he also asked, "I can bless your children." So one by one they're bringing children. And then he said, "Well, you wouldn't happen to have any other children?" Then they said, well, we have one blind girl, but we're kind of feel shy to show her to you because she's blind. No, no, it's okay, you can bring her. Nothing like that. So then they brought the baby girl, whose eyes are closed, and they came, Kirtidat came right out and went and handed the baby right in the arms of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is holding Radharani, who is the, now in a baby form, but she's the personality of transcendental bliss, of transcendental pleasure. So when he's holding, he immediately gets stunned in ecstasy, can't move. And he looks and he sees that Radharani, even though she's just a little one baby, never saw anybody so beautiful in his entire life. And anywhere, spiritual, anywhere, nobody, man, so beautiful. And like for 3 hours, he's like, they don't know what to do. He's just like shaking, you know, and holding. And he can't talk, and tears are pouring from his eyes. And the parents don't know what to do because, you know, what. Then finally, after like 3 hours, he gets composure. And then he. He's in total bliss, and then just like Gargamuni gave the blessing to Nanda and Yasoda Maharaj, Maharani, that you're very fortunate because your son has got the potency, the blessings of Narayana. But they don't. Of course, why is that? Because he is Narayan. He's the source of Narayan. So similar way, Narada Muni gave the blessing that this, you're very, very fortunate. You just take care of your daughter. She's your deity. She's blessed. She has a blessing. She has all the good qualities of Lakshmi Devi. She's the original Lakshmi. But Narada Muni, his he congratulated them. You are very fortunate. This daughter is very special. You are very, very fortunate. Then he went out into the forest there in Barsana. So Radharani has many names because she's also, she lives on a mountain or a hill, like a small mountain called Barsana. So sometimes she's also called Girija, who's appeared in a mountain. Although that's also the name of Parvati, but it's also the name of Radharani. She has many, many names, thousands of unlimited names. So Narada Muni, anyway, he was out in the forest there and he was praying. Radharani, please, I want to see you as a young Kishori, 12 to 16 years old. I want to see you in that young gopi form. He was praying like that. Then Radharani appears with some gopis, like Lalita and many other gopis. So they're made, the cowherd, the girl made assistants. So Narada Muni pays his obeisances, having the darshan. These other gopis, they chastise Narada. You don't know how fortunate you are to see Radharani. to get her mercy. And they gave some examples about, it's in the Padma Purana, let's see if I can, if I can remember. There was some yogi who was meditating and doing tapasyas, heavy austerities and penances for 3 days of Brahma to get the mercy of Radharani. What great difficulty he could get. They gave so many examples of this great yogis and sages who for days of Brahma were meditating and doing austere. We take it very cheap. They wanted to impress that how her mercy is so valuable. They gave about six examples. One that was in the forest, some well. And there, also someone was meditating, but they're only getting the impersonal realization. But by the mercy of Radharani, you get pure Krishna realization. So also they're meditating for a long time, just begging for the mercy of Radharani. So because Radharani is she's known as Priya Sakhi, or the dearest friend of, female friend of Krishna. So her appearance there is also very, very holy. This appearance day is, so many people observe Janmashtami, but they don't know about Radhastami. Radhastami, I was reading in the Mahatmya of Radhastami, it's equal to, it's either 50 or 100,000 Janma Ekadasis. We do Nirjal Bhima, Nirjal Ekadasi, it's only worth 26. There's 50,000. Cameras. You know, 50 or 100. So, and there's a whole chapter dedicated to Radhastami Mahatmya in the Padma Purana. That because she's so dear to Krishna, that when you worship her on her appearance day, you get more blessings from Krishna too, because he's very pleased. He's more pleased when his devotees worship than when he's worshipped. There's a pastime from the Padma Purana where it mentions how there was a lady who was a kind of a modern lady, you could say. She was traveling around the world, she was very wealthy, visiting different places. Not very strict in terms of her spiritual activities. To say in some kind of diplomatic way. It's generally a little materialistic, you could say. Like so many people traveling around nowadays. But somehow in her travels, she went and ended up in this one city where she went to a temple. And there were so many ladies making garlands and decorating the temple with leaves and festoons and so many things, just like you have here, some festoon. So in India, when there's a festival day, they'll string on strings so many kinds of festoons. In South India, they use coconut leaves, and they bend them in a particular way. In Bengal, they use mango leaves. Different places, depending what auspicious leaf is available, they use different leaves and little flags and things. Of course, here in America, they use all kinds of tinsel. But something. And So this lady said, "What's happening? Some kind of festival?" I said, "You don't know. Tomorrow is the appearance day of the original Lakshmi Radharani. Whoever observes this festival, they get immense mercy. Incalculable. Why don't you stay with us and help?" You know, so it sounded so good. Who wouldn't want to get all that mercy, right? How many of you want mercy here? Anybody want mercy? Hari Bol! Not everybody wants. Okay, but that's up to us. It's all free will. We're not forced. It's up to your free will how much mercy you want to get. Of course, for the regular devotee, they observe all the festival days. I mean, those who are practicing fully. But for some people that they cannot practice every day, there are these certain super days. Radhastami, Janmastami, Narsingha Chaturdasi, Rama Navami. These days, if you observe it, especially, then you get lots of mercy. Ekadasis. Or the month of Damodar is coming up. That's also another very auspicious month. So, this lady stayed, and then she was helping with all the preparations and decorations. So then on Radhastami, also do a full Abhishek of Radhama Krishna Deity. Usually the Utsav Murti. And there are many things that one can do. You can do samskaras for Radharani. You can do classes and glorifications. So she stayed and watched all these festivities of Radhastami. And Radharani, being very merciful, she's mercy incarnation, so she only makes the devotees fast until noon. Right? She appears at noon. Krishna appeared at midnight. They had to fast till middle of the night. For Radharani, only till midday. That's so tough. And you have to do the austerity. You have to also take a feast afterwards. So much austerity. So that very compliment is very simple, but it's very powerful. We can't underestimate how much mercy flows. So this lady, that's really all she did, is she participated in Radhastami, then she went on traveling. When she died, Yamadutas came to take her. For all the sinful things she had done throughout her life. But the Vishnudutas came and said, "No, you can't take her." So why not? Look at, she's a materialistic lady traveling around doing so many things. She attended Radhastami, therefore you can't take her. And there was a bit of a discussion between the Yamadutas, who are messengers of the judge, Yamaraj, who judges everybody's karma. There's a judgment at the end of everybody's life. And those who are sinful, they go to Yamaraj and they have a rehabilitation center there. You see, you can get frequent flyer points. I don't know that. We probably got it. If we could, we'd have so many from that place, right? But nobody wants to travel there anymore. And then you have the Vishnudutas, who are especially representing Krishna, and they take us back to Godhead. So, these Yamadutas, they are eager to take sinful people and give them a good dose of punishment. But they were stopped. They said, no, she chanted, she participated in Radhastami, so therefore she's protected by Radharani. You can't take her. So, even by a little bit of service to Radharani, one could be saved from the greatest of dangers. Everything is possible. So it says, everyone, they should really participate in Radharani's appearance day. So many mahatmyas, there's so many glories, and so many wonderful benefits are there, materially, spiritually, any way you want. And it says, if somebody knowingly doesn't attend Radhastami, then you might see the Yamadutas. It's very... Someone knows the greatness of Radharani and doesn't want to worship her because of some false ego or offensive mentality, then that's a very negative effect. So like this, Radharani's appearance day is coming on the 4th, right? 4th? Oh, here it's the 3rd? Okay, it's other in Asia it's going to be the 4th. Here's the 3rd. So that's only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you can't come because you're working or something, at least you can anyway have fasting up till noon's not hard, and then you can do some mental worship, pray to her. And I know Radharani is also the mercy incarnation. So when we say Krishna, we say Shri Krishna, Radha Krishna. First, invoke the mercy. It's like you say Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan. Sita and Lakshmi are the expansions of Radharani. Just like Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and from Him come so many expansions. So Radharani is the original personality of Transcendental Shakti. From her so many other energies are manifesting, like the queens in Dwarka, like the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha. So let me just, one other thing. So what happened is that finally after there was a name-giving ceremony, I think it was about 6 months, or maybe it was only 3 months, when they decided to do the ceremony together for Krishna and Radharani, so they kept the two babies together in the same crib. So then Krishna crawled over to Radharani and looked at her face. So then Radharani, this is a little baby, she can smell Krishna. She can sense that Krishna's there. So when she knows Krishna's there, then she opens her eyes. Haribo! 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 So they're all, the parents, what a miracle! You know, she got back, she got her sight. When we went to uh, Barsana. How many have been to Barsana? How many devotees? In Vrindavan? It's a very beautiful place. And Dina Bandhu Prabhu, a few years ago, after Gopurna, I go on a different place. I go on safari with about 150 devotees. We take not only my disciples, but last time we had about 15 different spiritual masters' disciples. We had 6 to 8 different gurus and sannyasis traveling with us. So, for different periods of time. Whole time was Kavi Chandra Swami Maharaj, but different Mahavishnu, different personalities joined in the safari. So one year we went, after going on the Ganges, we went to Vrindavan. And Dina Bandhu Prabhu took us. So we camped for 2 nights at Barsana. So we could get deep into the Barsana mood. Very illuminating. You go a circumambulation of the Barsana hill, and there's a Brahma hill, there's a Krishna hill, there's a Radha hill, there's a there's some like Chikun Pass. There's like a very narrow pass that so the gopis used to have to pass through that narrow passageway between these two hills. And Krishna would have one of his cowherd boys or someone extract toll tax from them. And then on the other side of that Chikun Pass, that narrow pass, is Chitsuli village, which is a village of Chitra Devi. And there is the Krishna Kunda and the sitting place of Madhumangal Baitak. And then there's also a temple called, you go a little further and up on the hillside, there's a temple called the Mayuri Temple, something like that. I may be saying it in a Bengali accent. But it means the peacock and the peahen. It says that there was once a pastime that there was a peacock dancing. And Radharani and the gopis were all watching the peacock who was dancing very beautifully. And Krishna, he said, "Why nobody's watching me? Why are you all watching the peacock?" He said, "Well," and Radharani said, "you're not dancing. If you can dance better than the peacock, we'll watch you." So then Krishna went and he started dancing with the peacock. And so then Krishna came and asked Radharani, "How was it?" And she said, "It's all right, but I still think the peacock's better." So then he went and he danced better than he did the previous time. And then he came back and asked the gopis, "Radharani, so how was it?" I said, "Well, even better, but still the peacock, I think." So then this time Krishna went and he really super danced. And his dancing was so beautiful that Radharani couldn't resist. And he was dancing like a peacock. So she stood up and she danced like the peahen. And the two of them were dancing like Mayur and Mayuri. And this side of the back side of Barsana Hill near Chitrasoli. And 400 years ago, there was a blind devotee who heard this pastime and he had a vision. So he drew a painting of Radha and Krishna dancing like a peacock and peahen. But he's blind. It is one of the most beautiful paintings of Radha and Krishna that you've ever seen, painted by a blind person. They don't let you take photographs. And the pujaris are really watchful. So if you want to see, you have to go. So like this, some really beautiful places there. And then there's also a place where Radharani was sold. Kind of. She was given away and she was bought back. That's really what happened. And there's also the Barsana temple. And there's another temple built by one Rajasthani king. And the base in Barsana, there's more things also. So here we're very fortunate, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Rukmini is also representing Radharani, and we want to encourage everybody to remember Radharani, remember Radha and Krishna, worship them, chant their holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question? Yes? Generally, Prabhupada liked us to chant Panchatattva Hare Krishna, the more kind of standard songs. But he said that on Radhastami, you could make a little exception and chant some things for Radharani. And then on Ramanovami, you could chant like you can chant for Lord Ram. But normally, our normal daily kirtan program during the aartis is to be pretty orthodox. I mean, I personally experienced one time I was leading a Guru Puja from Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur and singing. And I know Bengali, so I wanted to encourage the devotees to chant. So in between, I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was saying that one of the devotees chant louder. So I said, Bolo, Bolo, Jari Bolo, chant loudly, loudly. Chant Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So 2-3 times I did that. Once I started to become like a pattern, Prabhupada called me over. He says, don't add any more new words in the mantra. The Madhu Madhu Savita, I was just in Italy. Madhu Lisa, but he also knows a lot about kirtan. What Prabhupada liked to do. But on Radhastami day, that day you can do some Radha chanting, but still be Hare Krishna there. And other days, mainly the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Panchatattva, normal Acharya, kirtans and things. Okay, thank you all very much. Have a wonderful Radhastami and a wonderful Sunday feast here in Los Angeles, New Dwarka Dham. The Dwarka Vasis are always meditating on Vrindavan. So being a new Dwarka, you can always meditate in the Vrindavan, Mayapur, and the Holy Dham. Hare Krishna.
That's